اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنة يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We spoke, الحمد لله رب العالمين, about the topic of the janaza, and we have a lot of things that actually the Muslim should be aware of it. Because we are a non-Muslim country and we need to be educated to avoid any violation in the fiqh of Islam. Today, inshallah, we'll continue this topic, inshallah ta'ala. We need to understand that is the janazah is the best reward. You can follow the janazah. Because if you meet your brothers in Islam or sisters in Islam and you leave everything, you're going to have a lot of rewards. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث الذي أخرجه الإمام مسلم بسند صحيح عن عبد الله بن عمر خباب رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. He came to عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه وأرضاه and he told him that I heard أبو هريرة say this hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من خرج مع جنازة من بيتها وصلى عليها ثم أتبع حتى تدفن كان له قراطان من أجر كل قراط مثل أحد. Whoever follow here that any brother and sisters in Islam back the way and you leave your house to go to for the janazah to pray the janazah and you follow the janazah until you bear your brother or your sister in Islam, Allah تبارك وتعالى will give you a great reward like Two qirat, this is the measurement actually, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will reward you to have in your good deeds, two qirat of good deeds. وَمَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهَا ثُمَّ رَجَعَ and whoever brings salat al-janaza and he comes back to his house, Allah will give him a qirat, only one qirat of good rewards. And this is very important, my dear brothers. So when we hear anybody pass the way, we should gain, because the Prophet said, أَقَلَّهَا مِثْلُ جَبَلْ أَحَدْ. The lead at least actually going to have like equal of mountain of Uhud of good rewards. That is a beautiful reward. The Muslim, he should worry about it and follow that. And Abdullah ibn Umar, when he heard this hadith from Khabbab, and he sent the message to Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha, asked her investigate about this hadith. Hadith is mentioned in Bukhari or Muslim. And he mentioned and he told her that I heard this hadith from Khabbab from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda. فقالت عائشة صدق. عائشة radiallahu anhu arda, she said Abu Hurairah said the truth. Meaning every Muslim gonna follow the janazah and they pray the janazah and follow the janazah to the graveyard, Allah will give you two qirat. And every qirat, as some of the ulama have said, the qirat like equal between the heaven and the earth. So you have double qirat. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us inshaAllah ta'ala to get this reward inshaAllah ta'ala. Now. And from the violation, I would like also to mention that if we have a brother or sister in Islam, you find that people are going to go there and stay in a house, eating, drink for a couple of days and cause the people or the family member a lot of trouble. Because you are the one you're supposed to make the food and you bring it to the family members. Not to cause them to make food for you and a lot of people came from everywhere. And the people of those on the house or the family member, they suffer from that to feed the people breakfast and lunch and dinner. This is not from the sunnah or because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to the house of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, قال اصنعوا لأهل جعفر طعام. You make food for the people of Ja'far or the family of Ja'far رضي الله عنه وارضاه when he died as a shaheed, and the people. He instructed the people to make the food, not to cause the family member hardship and to stay for a day or 2 days or 3 days, coffee, tea, whatever it is. This is not a club. You should inshallah ta'ala, if you seek a reward from Allah, you shouldn't have all of that. You should be patient, inshallah ta'ala. But there is a violation for the Muslim, cause the family member a lot of hardship for this, inshallah ta'ala. Now, we'd like to move to the fiqh of Salat al-Janaz. Because we are between the Muslim groups, they confuse how they pray Salat al-Janaz. And from the fiqh, inshallah ta'ala, Salat al-Janaz is a condition to are in wudu, tahara. You cannot pray Salat al-Janaz without wudu, because this is the salah. And in order to start this salah, you have to have, you must have niyyah. And I call it Abu Hanifa wa Malik. Abu Hanifa wa Malik, they said it is a condition to actually to have your niyyah and to start the takbirat al-ihram. Only to raise your hand on the takbirat al-ihram only. We find people, they raise the hand with every takbirah. You know, Salat al-Janaza is a four takbirah. Four takbirah. Because Jabir radiallahu anhu arda in Sahih al-Bukhari, he said, and Ibn Abbas also, radiallahu anhuma, he said, I saw the Messenger of Allah when he prayed Salat al-Ghaib for al-Najashi. You know, al-Najashi is the one who supported the Muslim in the first Hijrah in Ethiopia, and he supported all the Muslims, and when the Prophet heard that al-Najashi, rahimahullah, he passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lead the people for Salat al-Ghaib. And I would like to mention that the difference between Salat al-Ghaib and Salat al-Janaza is Salat al-Janaza, you must have the body. You must have the body in front of you in order to pray Salat al-Janaza. But if somebody that the body is not there, this Salah will be Ghaib. Ghaib means the Salah absent. You don't mix Salat al-Janaza or somebody is absent. So if you find the people actually there, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, he prayed a special Salah for al-Najashi rahimahullah. And we would like also to go for this deep in the fiqh for Salat al-Ghaib. Somebody already, the people in Pakistan or Egypt or Somalia, whatever it is, the person died there. Can you make Salat al-Janaza here on their behalf or in his behalf? No. Because if somebody, Salat al-Janaza is a fard kifaya. Fard kifaya is some certain group of Muslims did it in the city or in the town or in the street, the rest of the Muslim Ummah will be free, no guilt, they are not going to be guilty. But if certain people they did it, it's fard kifaya. That means somebody did it, or the sins, or no, you're not going to be sinner for because you did not make Salat al-Janaza. But if in the same area nobody makes Salat al-Janaza, the community in this area will be sinner, because you must, it's the condition to break Salat al-Janaza for the behavior of those who they passed away. So the Prophet ﷺ gathered the Muslims and the companions to break Salat al-Ghaib, and there is nobody. But of course some people, because a lot of people, they became Muslim there. And we say this is according to the ulama, Imam al-Nawawi and the others, when they open this discussion, this is a special salah from the Prophet ﷺ, because the Prophet ﷺ, he wants to give the benefits for al-Najashi, even if the people, certain people, pray Salat al-Janaza there. So the Prophet ﷺ, he took alhamdulillah, the chance to pray Salat al-Ghaib on behalf of Al-Najashi, rahimahullah. Not you and me. It's only special salah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the difference. Salat al-Janaza is a fourth takbirah. You raise your hand in the takbirah to the haram. And you don't have from the sunnah, you don't have to raise your hand for every single takbirah. Only raise your hand in takbirah to the haram. That's all. And then after that, after the first takbirah, as you know, it will be qira'at al-fatiha. Sirran. And then after the second takbirah, salat, as-salah ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You pray a special salah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen, innaka hamidun majid. That's after the second takbirah. Abu Hanifa rahimahullah wa Imam Malik also, they said it is not fatiha, and Fatiha and As-Salah ala al-Nabi, the Salat al-Ibrahimiyya is not a rukn, is not a pillar. What Abu Hanifa rahimahullah and Malik, they say is not a rukn. It is desirable. it is desirable, it is not a rukn. While the Imam Ahmad and Shafi'i, they say it is a rukn. It is the rukn, it is the pillar to pray a fatiha. And Shafi'i wa Ahmad, rahimahumullah, they said in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he named Salat al-Janaz as the Salat. He named it as the Salat. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in general, Bukhari and the others, mentioned an Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, that لا صلاة إلا بأم الكتاب. No salah will be valid except with the mother of the book. Therefore, Al-Shafi'i wa Ahmad, they took the evidence, it is the rukn to pray Al-Fatiha and to pray to make Al-Salat al-Ibrahimiyya. While Imam Malik and the Imam Abu Hanif rahimahullah, it is not a condition. It's not a condition to pray the Fatiha, it's not a condition to pray to make dua for Al-Salat al-Ibrahimiyya. And then again, the other two groups of ulama and the majority of the ulama said no, Fatiha is a rukn. Because the Prophet ﷺ, no salah will be valid. And when you say mention no salah, that's in all salah. In all salah you pray, you must recite Al-Fatiha. Especially the Salat al-Janaza is a secret salah. It's not allowed in salah to hear the Fatiha from the Imam. If the salah will be secret, must pray Al-Fatiha. It is the condition as Imam Shafi'i wa Imam Ahmad mentioned it, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, the second thing actually after the third takbirah is the dua. You're making dua, and this is all the ulama agreed upon, that the dua is a condition, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could recommend us to make the dua on the behalf of those who passed away. You have certain dua, it's written in the book of the Sunnah, إذا اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرا ولا تفتنا بعده واغفر اللهم لنا ولا اللهم اغسله بالماء والثلج والمرض واغفر اللهم ارفعه في عليين وتجاوز عن سيئاته. You make the certain dua for those on the behalf of those who passed away. And as you know, in the end, تسليم after the first takbira, you're making dua for yourself and the rest of the Muslim ummah. So, Taslim, we come to the condition of the Taslim. Shall we make salam on the right side and a salam in the left side, or we enough to make one salam? We saw that people are different to practice the Sunnah. Even Abu Hanifa rahimahullah wa Malik, he says, Awash Shafi'i, you say two Taslim. After you force the takbira, you say, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And you know, Salat al-Janazah has to be from the standing position. There is no in a sitting position, except for those who are sick and they are not allowed or not able to stand up. But تسليمة to تسليمة because of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he loved the two تسليمة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وأحب إلي التسليمتين. And the Prophet said the most beloved action for me to make the two salam. Salam on the right side and salam on the left side. Why Imam Ahmad رحمه الله said only one salam on the right side. That's in the fiqh of Imam Ahmad رحمه الله. But the majority of the ulama, Shafi'i wa Malik wa Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Awza'i, Imam Al-Suyuti, all these great scholars, they say the two taslima will be better because that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, the two taslima, inshaAllah ta'ala. Come to the body. When you bring the body in the front of you in the masjid, in the front of you in the masjid, the Imam should stand up to make the Salat al-Janaza at the head after you put the body in the front of the Qibla, in the front of the Imam, and the Imam should come to the head of the male. If the dead body is a male, the Imam recommended to stand from the Sunnah, to stand up at the head of the beloved or the brother who passed away. And for the woman, it is desirable, as the Prophet ﷺ did it also, he used to stand up in the middle of the body of the woman. Middle of the body of the woman. If we have more than one body, and we bring it into the masjid, how are we going to put it? We line them up. If a male and female, you should put first number one who? Male. And then after that, you put who? Happy male. If the woman and the little child, underage, if the child is a boy, you put the boy first, and then after that, you put the woman. If the woman and her and another girl, underage, you put the woman first, and then after that, you put the, inshaAllah ta'ala, the girl after the mother, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's in Salat al-Janaza, and the great reward for those who perform a Salat al-Janaza. And I leave the slips for you, inshaAllah ta'ala. If you have any problem, and a salat al-janaza, inshallah ta'ala, or any topic in the, inshallah ta'ala, you can share with us, inshallah, your question. You need to ask the question, inshallah ta'ala, related to this. Inshallah ta'ala will be, will answer you, inshallah ta'ala. Any question? Yes, sir.
Something would like to vary.
Wallahi, from the sunnah, Sheikh, we are not actually in the sunnah. The Sheikh Abdullah, he told us a very, very important question. Some people, they want to be there in the box. And some of the Muslims, they don't want to be in the box. With the Sunnah, as you know, is just to put the body, stick to the box in the grave. That is the Sunnah. There is no box in the time of Islam at all to put the body in the box. That is the system of the non-Muslim country. Like this, even in a Muslim country, when they put in the box, to carry him to the graveyard. When they go to the graveyard, they take the body out of the box and they put him direct to the ground. Direct to the ground. That is the sunnah. But if we are in the non-Muslim here, it's going to be against the law. And for example, the law, you go to the cemetery or the health department, whatever it is, and they commanded the people to be in a box, to be buried in a box. If this is like command, if you can to take the body off from the box and you put it some of the cemetery, they permit that. To put the body direct to the ground. And some of the other cemetery, they said, no, you are not allowed. You must bear him or her on the box. If you find that exactly this is going to cause a problem or the law will force you to do that, there's nothing wrong with this. Remember again, after a while, this box, inshallah ta'ala, will be opened from the grave. After a while, this box will be opened because the body will be swallowed day by day until the body will be exploded, subhanAllah. It's just actually that the worm come out from the body to start to eat the flesh of the body. But if you find this is zarura, and this is a necessity, and by law, you must avoid it, otherwise you're going to have a problem or no permission to bear him, you put him in the box, inshallah, وعلى الله التوفيق, and you put your belief and trust in Allah تبارك وتعالى. But the sunnah, yes, Sheikh Abdullah, you mentioned this question, very important, the sunnah to take the body and stick him direct to the box. Allah تبارك وتعالى أعلم. The brother can, mashallah, he did ask also something very important, the lions, how many lions? Actually, if you are, for example, like a few numbers of people, like 10, for example, to break the Salat al-Janaza. It's from the Sunnah because the Prophet ﷺ used to do that. He said, "Akthiru al-Sufuf," increase the lines. If you have like a 10, it's better for you to make it like a 3 lines, to make it odd number all the time. If you have a lot of people, alhamdulillah, they came and testify or to break the Salat al-Janaza, it's recommended to make as much as you could lines, and this line should be odd number. Odd number, inshallah ta'ala, to increase line by after line, but minimum is 3 lines. Minimum 3 lines. You don't put the brother 1 line or 2 lines to have you. It's recommended from the Imam. If the Imam is knowledgeable, you should increase the line. It's better for actually for us, because this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Akthiru al-sufuf," increase the line behind the dead person, inshallah ta'ala, to pray Salat al-Janaza, inshallah. Can we put the woman as the same thing? Can the woman pray Salat al-Janaza also? Because we find actually that it's must here in New York, I'm not going to mention where. We found actually the brother, they told me, and they came and told me, the men and women stand up in the same line actually to pray Salat al-Janaza. There is a woman, of course, came. There's nothing wrong with the sisters, alhamdulillah, but the sisters, we should direct them. They cannot pray at the same line with the men. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you need this formula. So you put the men first, and then after that, the woman, if they want to pray Salat al-Janaza, they pray on the back of the masjid. Even if they want to actually, you take them out from the room, and you put them at the left, or in the last line, in the masjid, or before the end, it will be, inshallah ta'ala, there's nothing wrong. Sister, she could pray Salat al-Janaza also. And if they are not, there are no obligation over the sister, no obligation over the sister to make Salat al-Janaza. The Janaza only for men. But if the sister they wanted to pray salat al-janaza, there is nothing wrong with that, but they have to be separate from the men, men and wives. That's what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam. Jazakallah khair, brother, for these questions. Any more questions? To follow the janaza, we find a lot of people talking. Especially if the cemetery are far. You find the brother, they take in the car, they start to talk. I was with a group when exactly we took a couple of cars for the janaza. The people sitting in a car and talking about what they ate yesterday, what, how the work, what these books did with him. Yeah, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ has a very important hadith for that. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يحب الصمت عند ثلاث. Allah loves to be silent in these three positions. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves to be silent, the people behind, behind to be in silence. Number one, عند اتباع الجنازة, to follow the janaza, to send your brother or sister to the grave. Allah loves you to be in silence. You don't speak about the dunya. If you want to remind the people about an akhirah, that's fine. But it's better to keep silent completely. You just say la ilaha illallah. We found back home, the people making demonstrations. When the men carry the body, I say la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. This is not from the sunnah. This is bid'ah completely. The Prophet never did that. The companion never did that. You don't have to make shout or yelling your own and you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, or anything, or any dhikr. So some people, when they walk in there and they follow the janazah, they say, Wahidu. It means, say, La ilaha illallah. Say, La ilaha illallah. And the people in group, they say, La ilaha illallah. I don't, this is not from the sunnah at all. Just making dua secretly. Secretly. Because Allah loves you to be in silence. That to be in silence is not allowed for the Muslim actually to be except for the silence to be in silence, inshaAllah ta'ala. Women, they talk in too much for the janaza, and they talk in too much. We have to teach our sisters, teach our mother, they are not allowed actually to follow the janaza, because the janaza are in ikhtilaf here. The majority of the ulama, they say women not allowed to follow the janaza, because it's inshaAllah ta'ala stay in a home or stay in another place. And they are waiting for the brother until they send the body and come back in their room, whatever it is. None for them to pray. Because the Prophet ﷺ, while he walking in the janaza, he found two women. And he stepped back. And he let everybody proceed with the body. And he came and he found closer. He came and he found two women. There were two more women wearing black. And nobody could identify who those women. So he came and he found her, Aisha. And he found her, radiallahu anha, wa Fatima. And he said, Aina kunti ya Fatima? Aina kunti ya Aisha? Where you been, Fatima? Where you been, Aisha? Qalat ya Rasulullah, kunna inda filan nu'azir. We used to be in an animation the house, of course, because they lost a beloved one. Not the same janazah which the Prophet ﷺ followed, another janazah. And then the Prophet ﷺ asked them, Hal zahatuma ila al-kuda? Did you go to the cemetery? Qalat kayfa ya Rasulullah, Aisha? She answered, radiallahu anha, ardaha. How to be a house? It will be Messenger of Allah. وَقَدْ نَحَيْتَنَا عَنْ زِيَارَةِ الْقُبُورِ And the how come and you forbid us to visit the qabr or the grave regularly. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لَعَنَ اللَّهُ زَوَّارَاتِ الْقُبُورِ Allah curse the woman, the female, whom they make it like a city visiting. They're visiting all the time. But some of the ulama, to be honest with you, they say if the woman, she will be controlled and keep silent, there's nothing wrong, and take them to the cemetery to testify for this, because they're gonna die also. Maybe their level of the iman to be increased when they saw the janaza, when they saw the qabr, when they saw the graveyard. Maybe they will, inshallah, their iman will be raised up. But they are not allowed to enter the cemetery, but to leave them in certain place, because it's not allowed for the woman to visit the graveyard. It's not allowed. As I told you before, 2 days ago, Aisha, when she heard about her brother, Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr, killed in one of the battles, when she came to Mecca, she came to his grave. And she told the people there, if I was there in the place, I would never transfer or transmit his body from a place outside of Mecca to Mecca. And if I was there, I will never visit you. If they bury you there, I will never visit you. But he came to declare a law of Islam to teach the companion that the woman is not allowed to visit the cemetery. Only men, Allah Ta'ala A'lam. But some of the ulama, they are permitted. Some majority of the ulama, they don't permit it. According to the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, La'an Allahu, the Lord, those who visit the graves regularly or the time from time to time, they are tested by Allah Ta'ala and Allah. Ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to free all of us from all this bid'ah. Allahumma taqabbalna wa aqbal minna wa ja'alna sababan lina tada wa ja'al thawrana ala man zalamana wa ansurna ala man adana. Allahumma tawaffana muslimin wa alhaqna bis-salihin ghayra khazaya wa la maftunin. Allahumma qina azab al-qabr wa qina azab al-nar. Aj'al khayra a'malina yawma liqa'ik. اللهم اجعل خير اعمالنا يوم لقائك. اللهم لا تعذبنا فانت بنا راحم في المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات. وحرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا انا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم انا كنا من الظالمين. لا اله الا انت سبحانك اني كنت من الظالمين. اقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. جزاكم الله خيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.